Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The USDA's electronic identification ear tag mandate for certain classes of cattle is set to take effect on November 5th. USDA says the mandate aims to enhance disease traceability. However, according to RCAF, United Stock Growers of America CEO Bill Bullard, the rule falls short of its intended purpose. While it requires the installation of electronic identification tags, it does not mandate that these tags be scanned and tracked throughout the entire supply chain, limiting the effectiveness of the system in improving disease traceability.
And the only way the government can improve disease traceability better than what we have now is to make it more efficient by causing those chips, the red, to be electronically inputted into a database, and that is not part of this rule. So the only right way this rule can be effective is if USDA writes another rule to require the Interstate Certificate of Veterinary Inspections, the health certificate, to be read electronically. And the reason that this rule doesn't do that is because it's cost prohibitive to require the purchase of the wands necessary to read those tags, and then all of the infrastructure necessary to carry that electronic data throughout the entire system.
RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.